This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstars Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. We have a music video feature today with my guest, Kim Noller. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you. I am so honored to be here.
It's great to have you on and excited to learn more about you. So tell us, how did you get into making music for kids?
Well, I lived in Nashville for 8 years, a long time ago. And I was recording at that time in the late 90s and touring contemporary Christian music, and was gone from my family a lot. So I lasted about 2 years in the industry and cut two albums and then just kind of decided, okay, that's over. And my dream had been to be a music artist, you know, since I was 3 years old, like a lot of us. And so I was devastated. It was hard to give that up, but I realized this was a new season in my life. I did it. I decided that's not what I want to do. I was gone too much. So I didn't even sing for 5 or 6 years. And we moved back to Wichita. We're from Wichita, my husband and I, and started giving tours at a museum here in town, and had so much fun with the kids, the elementary age kids, you know, giving tours at this museum. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go back and get my music ed degree and start teaching music. So I did when I was 40 something. And I've been teaching for 13 years now, elementary K through fourth grade music. And once I started teaching, about actually the first year teaching, I started writing songs again. I hadn't written for a decade, and I started writing for my students, and they were performing them. And oh my goodness, the joy. I just had a greater joy than I'd ever had writing for myself. And then the pandemic hit, and I started sending out songs to see, you know, because we couldn't perform anymore, and kids, the choir couldn't sing. So I actually used Finale, taught myself Finale, and started sending out some of my pieces I'd written for my students. And now I'm published. So I've got some choral music out there. And that was the first time I thought, hey, maybe I'm really good enough to do this, you know? And so that got the ball running, you know, rolling. And so last year, I got in the studio, recorded 10 of my songs that I've written for my students. 9 of them I wrote for my students. They performed all 9 several times through the years. And one of them I wrote for my grandchildren, my 2 grandsons. And that's You Are My Heart, the last one. So it was just so fulfilling to do that again, you know, to get back in the studio and have a different purpose with my music.
Yeah. And so Watch Me Grow is the name of the album, correct?
Correct.
And it's your debut children's album?
It is. And I'm scheduled to get back in the recording studio in June for my 2nd and 3rd albums, because I'm just on a roll. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah. Momentum picks up. It's hard to stop. It's like,
it does.
I'll be in the middle of a project. I'm already thinking of the next one. It's like, this is never going to end, I think.
Good. That's where I am. And it's that creativity that's come back that I had as a little girl. But, you know, sometimes we tend to grow up and think, you know, I've got to outgrow that kind of stuff. And that's ridiculous. Don't ever outgrow it. Because then you get
Good
to a certain
advice.
age and you realize I was smarter when I was three, you know, and I'm going to get back there.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to feature two songs from that album for those watching here on YouTube. We're going to play the music video for you. And for those listening on the podcast, you get to hear the songs. But the first song we're going to talk about is called My Sunshine. So tell us about the making of this song and then the making of the video too.
Oh, wow. My Sunshine came from the pandemic. Good can come out of horrible, right? We all know this now. I felt so trapped, like we all did at home. And I missed my kids. I missed interaction because we were doing, you know, videotaped lessons, but not Zoom for music. They were just having to watch videos. And, you know, I wasn't getting that interaction. So I just had the idea to put all these kids songs together in a song, you know, My Sunshine, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, If You're Happy and You Know It, and create my own original, just letting them know how much I miss them. And I dressed up in costume, you know, and did one of those videos with the three people. I had a hat and glasses. I was big goofball. I'm sure they just were like, oh, Mrs. Miller, here she goes again. But I sent it, you know, and it just, a music teacher friend of mine saw it when I posted it on Facebook and said, when we can sing again, I want to use that for Wichita Community Children's Choir, you know, because it was three parts. So I thought I better write this out then, you know. So I wrote it out on Finale and they performed it. It was wonderful. And so I sent it off to Excelsea Music Publishing. They had already decided to publish one of my other pieces and they loved it. So it now is in choral form. I've got it here somewhere, right here. There it is. So if you have a choir, a children's choir, this can be sung either unison or two or three parts. So, but then I had to put it on the album because it's one of my very favorite songs I've ever written. It's a lot of fun. Everyone seems to love it. And then I talked to my adult son, my youngest, he's 23, and he was a film major. And I was like, hey, you want to do a kids video? And he said, sure. So he's the one that does my videos right now. So he did My Sunshine. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to play that video right now for those watching here on YouTube. For those listening on the podcast, enjoy this great song. Here it is, My Sunshine by Kim Knoller.
Just in case it slipped your mind how much I love you. Just in case you ever doubted how I feel, I decided that I'd write down all my feelings in a song so you would know my admiration's real. You are my sunshine. You make the And I'm thankful for your ever-guiding light. So on days you think your strength is gone, make sure you memorize this song and how I love you more than you realize. You are my sunshine. Start, and now you have this silly song to remember who you are. song to remember who you are. You are my sunshine.
And that was the video and the song for My Sunshine. All right, the second video we're going to feature is called Watch Me Grow, the title track from the album. Talk about this one.
Watch Me Grow, I just wrote last summer, and it was, I needed that kind of upbeat song. I had 9 picked out, and this is my 10th song. So right before I got in the studio, I wrote it. And Katie Todd, who is my colleague in Maze, and also a children's music artist. She's amazing, very talented. She's the one, she was like, you know, you really need something that's interactive, you know, gets the kids up and raising their hands. And I'd been listening to Susie Shelton, who I absolutely love. And she had a song about put your hands in the air, you know, that one of Susie's. Mm-hmm. So I listened to that and it inspired me to write Watch Me Grow. And as I was writing it, I got tearful because I thought, you know, this song is really for all of us, not just kids, because when you are dedicated to learning, then you're always growing, no matter your age, you know, and that's one of my big themes. It's like, I want kids to understand Mrs. Noller has a lot to learn too. Yeah. And I'm always learning from them. I'm learning from, you know, my friends, from everyone. From the world. And it takes humility to admit that. And, you know, that, so Watch Me Grow is about that. It's just all about, I'm learning, I will never stop learning, and let's get excited about it. You know, we'll raise our hands in the air, we'll stomp our feet. So a good interactive one. And my son, asked him again, we were having some success with some videos. Our first video went viral. Pretty viral, minor work of art. And so I was like, hey, Watch Me Grow. It's, you know, it's the title song. So it just came out, I want to say 3 weeks ago, this video. So it's doing well.
Very good. Well, we're going to watch it now. Here it is, the video for Watch Me Grow for those on the podcast. Again, enjoy the song. Here it is, Watch Me Grow by Kim Noller.
Just a baby, I didn't even know my name. And then I learned to crawl and walk and talk, and the world just wasn't the same. I remember feeling proud and strong. That's when my heart started singing this song. Raise your hands up. Hands up.
And that was the video for Watch Me Grow. Hope you enjoyed the video and the song. So Kim, let everybody know where they can stream, download, and purchase your music, and how can they find and connect with you?
Pretty much wherever you listen to music, you will find me. So it's streaming everywhere. And my website is pretty simple. It's just kimnolermusic.com. So you can find me there. And I think listed on there is my email as well, which is just kimnolermusic@gmail.com. So, be watching for my next video. I'm so excited. It's coming out within the next month. And are you familiar with James? It's Blue Vision. So yes. James Coffey.
Coffey, yes. Yep.
So he's doing an animated one for Imagine Action. I'm nice. Very excited about that. He's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I've worked with him.
Yeah.
One of my
so talented.
Kindies do the 80s songs. He helped actually pull the audio together. So
I love it. Well, I got in contact with him through Stacy Beasley.
Yep.
Who's another amazing artist. Wow.
She is. We have a lot
so
of them in our community.
Incredible people. Yes. And so helpful and friendly and fun. Yes. I feel sorry for people that don't get to do what we do.
I know.
It'd be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are a good group.
We are. We really are. We're fun.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your videos with us. Best of luck with the debut album, and look forward to albums 2 and 3, and would love to have you back on the show to feature those.
Oh, thank you. Definitely. And just thank you for taking a chance. You didn't even know me.
Hey, that's what we're all about. I've met so many
people.
I've been
crazy.
I have met so many people through this podcast for the first time, and just developed lifelong friends out of all of them. So it's really a pleasure to do this and get to know people and hear their stories and share their music and all that good stuff.
I love it. Thank you.
Well, take care and talk to you again soon.
Okay.